Welcome to The Lab, where your second half is your best half. If you're a woman in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or beyond, and you're ready to create a wild second half that makes you feel energized and alive, you're in the right place. I'm your host, LaDam Barber, and I'm going to share with you inspiration as well as interviews and real-life transformation from women just like you who are unapologetically living a fulfilling second half. The second half of your life is an invitation to spark a new version of yourself. So let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friend. Over the weekend, I was thinking, what message do the women of the Second Half Lab need to hear this week? And two conversations that I had the day before were resonating with me. And I was also reflecting back on a podcast episode that I did last year, about 8 months ago. And one was with a client and the other was with my best friend of almost 30 years. And the client was saying, I'm in my 60s. What am I doing this for? My friend was saying, I'm working so damn hard, Linda, and everyone around me is killing it, and nothing is working for me. Nothing. Both felt like they were being swallowed by their lack of qualifications. The first one was trying to subconsciously soothe herself through looking at society norms that tell her that at her age, she's supposed to not have new desires. Society says that you're supposed to retire. She's supposed to retire. And my friend was subconsciously trying to soothe that pain of not being enough through looking for evidence that she wasn't good enough so that she could get distracted thinking that, well, let me study more. Let me do more. Let me work harder. She had blinders on and couldn't see where her business is working until we had that discussion. And all of this, whether it's conscious or subconscious, it all leads to greater suffering through comparison and seeking all the ways that you aren't good enough for the task, the goal, the desire that you have. My friend, this is so normal. I even go through it. And I have to recognize what is going on with my brain. We all have brains. Doesn't matter how much coaching, how much education that we have. We all have a human brain. And the way that the human brain likes to operate is it likes to keep us safe. That's actually its job. And it keeps us safe through comfort. But it's our job to recognize what is actually happening and not fuel that, but fuel the discomfort by bringing our brain to the edges of our comfort so that that discomfort becomes the new norm of comfort. And that's where growth happens. Don't let this BS that's going on in your brain cheat you from the life that you want in this second half. Don't let it cheat you from adventure and excitement and growth that you desire. The suffering stops today by listening to this replay, either for the first time or as a reminder and support to get you back in your lane to your future self. Enjoy, my friend. Hello, friend. I'm glad you're here today. I have to share with you that I had something completely different to share with you today, but this topic has come up a few times this week, and I was like, well, I guess this is what we really need to talk about today, and that is I'm here to share with you ways that you are qualified, because here's what's happening. Here's what happens. We have a calling on our heart. Like there's like this little nudge that we have going on and we go to doubt, we go to shame, we go to stories of where we're unqualified, like we're too old, we made too many mistakes, I don't have my own crap together right now, have you seen my bank account? You know, or this is just the way it's been for me. So it must be the way it's going to be. And one of the things that always came up for me is my life was hard. Like I felt like it was always a struggle. So you know what? All that other stuff was for everyone else. It wasn't for me. And it's not you the consciousness of where, like where you are today, because who you are is you're answering that little nudge. You're curious. But very quickly, what happens is your brain comes into play and its job, just like I mentioned before, its job is to keep you safe. That's what our brain is designed for, is to keep us safe. So it's going to naturally seek why you're not qualified. And what this leads to is yo-yoing, like we step in, we have great intentions, we have great desires, whether it's in our, you know, spirituality, our health, our relationships, our finances, whatever that is for you, that's why we step in, we start doing something, and then we step out because it's the brain that's saying, no, we don't do this. This is not how we do things, because its job is to keep us safe. Your brain does the same thing as mine. It tries to keep us safe. And that safeness is comfort. That safeness is familiarity. Can I say that word? Why was that so hard for me? But here is what I know from my experience of breaking free from this and from working with others just like you. If that nudge, the nudge for more, the nudge for different, the nudge for a calling, the nudge for more purpose in this phase of your life, if it's on your heart, it is meant for you. Please hear that. If it's on your heart, it's coming like from your soul saying, hey, okay, now that we're no longer busy with the kids or the building the career or building the house, getting the house the way that we want it, whatever it was that we were, great things, but whatever it was that distracted us, your soul is saying, hey, it's my turn now. It's my time. Listen up. So if it's on your heart, it's a soul calling. It's meant for you. So today, what I want to do is share with you ways, like a renewed perspective as to where you are qualified in these same areas, in the same areas that we just talked about that we count ourselves out. Today, we're going to count ourselves in. So with that, the first thing I wanted you to consider is age. It's very easy to say, well, I missed the boat on that one. You know, it's too late for me. I want you to think about that nudge for more, for different that's coming from you and get really, really super curious about it and recognize like when your brain goes automatically to that, it's going to look for evidence and it's going to find it. It's going to look for evidence. But now in this new phase, it's almost like reprogramming your brain. And the way that you do that is now you look for evidence of where you are qualified. So when it comes to age, here's where you're qualified. Even if something is new for you, like you are new to fitness, or you're new to writing books, or you're new to speaking, whatever that calling is on your heart, your experience matters. Your experience matters. And one of the stories I want to share with you is the moment that a gentleman from Colorado had called me and said, hey, I have this position. It's remote. I need a keynote manager. You can imagine my brain automatically went to, well, you were in financial planning for 22 years. What does that have to do with this? And you better find out what this is all about before you say yes. Like that's the comfort of my brain thinking I need to know, I have a know-how, I have to have more education, more certification, more whatever in order to be qualified. But I quickly said yes. And the reason why is because I knew in that moment that my experience mattered. I have what you have, and that's resourcefulness. That's leadership. That's experience, whether it's in a failure or a success, you have experience. And many of the tools that it took to fail or succeed, you can bring into really anything that you have on your heart, any desire that you have in this phase of your life. That doesn't mean that you don't go learn things. I had to learn a lot about the keynote industry and about the speaking and the coaching industry. But all that led me here, but I had enough. You have enough to get started and stay in the game. The second thing that would disqualify you is when you look for evidence of your past, of your brokenness. It's funny because this came up in church this weekend, and that was like another indicator why I feel like really called to talk to you about this. And one of the things that they shared was God uses broken people to do that. So he has a purpose for that brokenness, for that depression, that anxiety, that loss of a job, getting fired, or losing your money. You may have made a bad investment. You may have chosen a toxic relationship, but it's in that brokenness that you're actually qualified. Just as I'm qualified from my depression, from my abusive marriage, from my choices, I understand now why I made those choices. And I can diminish the suffering for many because of my brokenness. So just as I'm qualified, you're qualified. And the other thing to remember, girl, is that you're fierce. I want to remind you, you're fierce because through all your brokenness, through all the past, through all the lessons, you made it this far. And the woman inside you that got you here is pretty darn fierce. And it's fierce women that go out and tell their stories in some way, whether it's in baking or writing a book or speaking or demonstrating courage. You have the opportunity. That's why it's on your heart. You have the opportunity to take that past, that brokenness, and create a, what I call now, purpose. The third that I want to bring up is circumstance. And I tell you, there are days when I have to really self-coach myself on this, because when I have an idea or when I want to make my next move, very easily I can go to my circumstance and say, well, I'm not prepared because maybe my bank account isn't what it should be, or maybe I'm struggling right now and how can I go help another woman if I'm sitting here in a bucket of tears? Right? Like, so we can, I do the same thing. It's very normal to do that. But here's what I know. This is what I've learned and I've experienced, is that you don't have to have it all figured out. You have an army of people behind you that you can serve. And it could be business related or it could be personal. And I think about a business related is like, I just heard this story of a woman. It's so cool. I love things like this. It's just so empowering. So I wanted to share it with you. She went through a divorce and she had literally $5 to her name. She never really considered herself like a baker. Maybe she made her kids a cake, but outside of that, she really wasn't a professional. But for $5, she went out to the neighbors and said, hey, are you having an event? Are you having a celebration? I can make you cupcakes. And the neighbor came, I think maybe she did flyers, because the neighbor came knocking on her door and she was so afraid to release this $5. That's all she had. So she said to the neighbor, okay, so you're telling me if I make you the cupcakes in exchange, you're going to give me $17. Like, she was just getting confirmation after confirmation. They're like, yeah, of course I'm going to pay you. And she did. And she made her first $17. And she took the $17, and you can kind of know what happens next. She used that to do the same for another neighbor, and it just kept growing. In her circumstance, she would have been like, hey, I don't have the kitchen set up. I don't have the experience. I don't even have the money. I mean, I am just having enough to fulfill this first order. And she did that. And she went on to the next and the next. And today, she has a $1 million business and having the time of her life. It took time, obviously. But the story is that her circumstance would have really disqualified her very, very quickly, as you can imagine. But instead, she found ways of where she was qualified, and it worked out for her. But it can also be personal. It can be that I am not qualified to date yet because I'm a little overweight, or I don't look the way that I, air quote, should. Or I'm disqualified from starting that business or doing that hobby or changing jobs because I don't have a savings yet. So it can show up in any form. What I hope this encourages you to do is recognize the culprit. Recognize that your brain is doing the very thing it's set up to do, and that is to keep you comfortable. And it's going to keep showing up. It shows up often for me still to this day. And I too have to practice it. I have to say, okay, I see what you're doing. Thank you. And then look for evidence of where I am qualified, because it's not your circumstance that qualifies you. It's who you are on the inside that qualifies you. So let's talk about some takeaways here that you can take with you as you start to explore, get really curious about, like revisit some of those nudges and say, was this happening to me? Some of the takeaways that I want you to consider is, if it's in my heart, it's meant for me. Let me get curious about this. Experience matters. What experience do I have? It doesn't have to look the same. It didn't look the same for me either. Remember, I went from financial planning of 22 years to a keynote, a speaking coaching industry. But where are my characteristics? Where are my skill sets? What have I polished? What have I learned in my failures and in my successes where I can use these experiences to follow my calling? The other takeaway is that, remember, God uses broken people for his purpose. It is in your brokenness. It's in your past that has qualified you. And the last one that I want to leave with you is, your circumstance does not qualify you or disqualify you. What qualifies you is who you are. And even in that circumstance, remember, there's an army of people behind you that you can serve. My friend, a fulfilled life, and you hear me talking about this a lot here on this podcast. A fulfilled life comes when you begin with curiosity to answer those soul desires. It's when you start to look at where you're qualified, because now you know what is disqualifying you. If you're going to do that, I challenge you to also do this and step into it, because there's nothing out there. You know this. You've been on this journey a while now. There's no next promotion. There's no dollar amount. There's no relationship with, you know, the prince coming in and saving the day. All those are nice. But there's nothing fulfilling like answering your soul's desire. And that starts with looking for ways that you are qualified. If you could do me a favor, can you go down into the reviews, leave a review, and share with me what your takeaway was? I'd really, really appreciate it, because in a review, it does move the podcast out to more women just like you. So with that, I love you much. I'll see you next time.